WI.com.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Paul Revere Show. This is attorney Mark Thompson. This is WAUK Radio, 540 AM, 101 or 92.7 FM. We are here every Monday night from 7 to 8. And we are here with Sarah Harrison. She is the candidate running for the new Assembly District 13. Her election is in November, but there is a big, big election, folks, coming up in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tomorrow is the primary. So please find out how to register to vote. We have same day registration in this state. Make sure you go out and vote, folks. Participate. What really, this is, I think what we're finding out as a people, if we're not responsible for our vote, if we don't show up and vote, a few people have the ability to make decisions for us, even though they really don't represent the majority, folks. As Sarah Harrison was talking, our U.S. Supreme Court wiped out Roe v. Wade, even though the support across the country is well over 60% in favor of women controlling their reproductive rights. We have just let a few people take away our freedoms and take away our democracy. So figure out who you want to vote for and vote in August. So, Sarah, back to you. We were talking about the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And what are people saying about the economy? And what do you have to say? What can you do as a rep from Assembly District 13 that impact folks' lives?
Absolutely. So, excuse me. One of the things that we have as a lever as a state legislature is to look at, our tax structures, make sure that we're not overly burdening the middle class at the cost of in order to help folks who might be a little higher up on the tax scale, which is what we have seen in some recent years. Another thing that we can do is use some of that surplus to continue doing things like Main Street Bounce Back Grants, where we're where you're helping fund some of the small businesses, making sure that they can stay open and that they can keep operating. And also, there can be straight out refunds coming back into the family budget from that surplus, which is something that Tony Evers had wanted to put in front of the legislature, but it was the gavel in, gavel out, unfortunately, that stopped that. When we put money in the hands of the middle class folks and in the hands of small business owners, that money gets spent and it goes back out into the community and it continues cycling. That's the best way to keep our economy healthy and strong, is to keep people in a position where they can keep circulating the money.
Yeah, and I think people forget, and I think maybe we just don't talk enough about history and the real true lessons of history.
Mm-hmm.
The my father-in-law fought in World War II. They came back and Eisenhower, right, a Republican general, became president. That was the time when the middle class actually was really created in the United States. And Eisenhower, I think he taxed the top bracket people, right, the top, multimillionaires, and I don't even know if there were billionaires back then.
Mm-hmm.
But they taxed them at 90%.
Mm-hmm.
And the money was, put out there in circulation. So we created our highways. I mean, if you're right, if the money is not out of a few tiny few people's pocketbooks and moving in the economy, mm-hmm. the rest of us just strangle.
Yep.
So what are new voters saying about the economy? You know, and I'm, as opposed to people like me, I'm registered to vote. I've been voting my whole life. But a lot of people I haven't, right?
Right,
So what are new voters saying?
Well, I have a new voter in my own house. My 18-year-old Lucas, I'm going to tell a little side story. I promise I'll get back to answer your question. But when I was running for school board, I had to get through a primary first. And Lucas turned 18 in between when I was put on the ticket for the general election and the general election. So the very first time he could vote was between my primary and my general. And so the first time he voted for me.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, right?
I got to vote for my mom.
Yeah. So we do talk a lot about those things in our house. And, you know, Lucas is looking at student loans for the first time. And he actually turned to me and said, am I ever going to have a house, Mom? Like, I don't know. This is really some scary stuff for these younger people. And it's not just 18-year-olds. I mean, we're talking about folks who are, you know, in their later 20s and early 30s who are saying, I don't know if I'll ever be a homeowner. And that's kind of been the symbol of, you know, making it in the U.S. is having your house, you know, or having your place that's your place. It doesn't have to be a house. It could be a condo, whatever. And that's something that there's not that certainty about that right now with the younger folks.
Well, and I mean, I think in this state, Speaker Voss, they have to hold the responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, they've been running the Assembly and the Senate for over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Evers, Governor Evers, whenever he's tried to do something to help the middle class, they virtually killed it.
Yeah.
So are you finding new voters, young people, are they open to your message?
They are. They're discouraged right now, I will say. People are feeling kind of downtrodden right now. But we're getting out there and we're having these conversations. And what I'm saying to them, I believe in servant leadership. It's much like when I'm at work, I believe in servant management. And my job, when I go to my job, you know, my 9-to-5, my job is to make the people who work for me have an easier job. So my job is to destroy any roadblocks that are in their way so they can do their thing. And that's how I see the job of being a representative. My job is to make the constituents' life easier and to help get their message to the folks who can make decisions, which I can, you know, weigh in on the decisions, but obviously it's not just, you know, me making those decisions. But my job is to communicate up their issues and communicate down the feedback and make their life easier. And as we're talking with some of these folks, they're receptive to that message. They like that. They like that I'm saying, okay, so we've talked about what's not working. What is working? What do we need to do? What do you think is the right direction? I'm not cramming a bunch of ideas into their brain. I'm trying to get the ideas out. They seem receptive to that approach, and that's the best I can do, right, is to ask.
So you have two young boys,
mm-hmm.
one now off to college, one still in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Education.
Yes.
Right? I checked out your webpage.
Mm-hmm.
What can you, Sarah, in the Assembly, help do with education in your district and in my state of Wisconsin?
Absolutely. Well, one of the biggest things that we can do is to fund our educational programs. We are very lucky to have a very strong educational program in Wisconsin. Our public schools are number 8 in the nation. That is fantastic, but they're not going to stay at number 8 if we don't fund the schools. We have to put some money in to make sure that we are having, you know, modern facilities, that we have the educational materials that kids need. And the public schools need to be there to serve all students, students of any income bracket, students with any sort of, you know, disabilities, any kind of needs that need to be met. We have an obligation to give these kids a strong public education that's accessible and that's, you know, that we are getting it to everyone, not just the people who are loud and not just
people
not just
money.
People in it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Know,
the only way kids can be competitive and have a chance in the future mm-hmm. is if they have an equal playground, right? I mean, the rules have to be the same.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this goes, it's linked to gerrymandering, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you rig the field, you try to rig the rules.
Yeah.
That has happened with education. And the, how do you see you taking that out, that message out in your district and mm-hmm. then working with presumably everybody, both Republicans, independents, Dems who are elected?
Well, I truly think that most people deep down really do want there to be a strong educational system. I mean, the only way we as a society continue to get better is for our kids to continue to learn from all the things that we've gone through, as well as things that have come along in the meantime. And I don't think there's anyone out there who, if they really searched their heart, would say, well, I just don't think that education is a good investment and we definitely shouldn't do that. There are some folks who are trying to use some scare tactics to try to paint our public schools in a negative light. There are some folks out there trying to say that teaching an honest version of our history is making people feel bad and some of these things. And gosh, if we can't admit that in our history, we've had some really beautiful, wonderful moments and we've had some times that maybe we should have done things differently, we're not going to know better to do things differently the next time. We have to be honest about it.
So let me be a little more sort of blunt on that, okay?
Sure.
Because I did see that on yeah. your website.
And yes.
Here. Wisconsin fought for the North.
Mm-hmm.
All over this state, there are monuments to those who fought to end slavery mm-hmm. in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not just a little thing, right? We have to teach our children, and I try to with my kids, right?
Sure.
When we had the Declaration of Independence, when we had our first Constitution,
mm-hmm.
well, I'm talking about only some white men involved.
Right.
Right? Women weren't making the decisions.
Nope.
Right? African Americans, slaves, weren't even counted as people.
Nope.
And if we don't talk about that, I agree with you. Then we dishonor all those folks from Wisconsin that died to defeat the Confederacy.
Yeah.
So why do you think there's this? Now, we're going to come back on the other side of this
okay.
break. And we can talk about the scare tactics or folks scare tactics. We can talk about an honest version of the truth. And I want to get to public safety, right?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Hello, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. This is WAUK. We'll be right back on the other side.